Fred Film Radio from Cannes Film Festival, France.
Welcome back to Global Critics Cannes Voices. I'm Rita De Santo, the host, and with me, as always, is a splendid colleague, a film critic from Israel,
Ron Fogel.
We are 2 days into the second week, and two very different films have been dominating the Grazet. James Gray, Pepper Steiger, and Christian Munju Fjord. So, start with Pepper Steiger. James Gray is 6 times in competition and only the second American film in the race this year. It's a Gray going back to Brighton Beach and 1980s Queens. Miles plays Irving Pearl, a family man who gets pulled into a Russian mob scheme by his brother, Gary, played by Adam Driver. Scarlett Johansson is the wife, Hester. It premiered Saturday, and at the end I was there at the Grand Theatre Lumiere, and they had a 7-10 minute standing ovation. So Gray even tried to FaceTime Johansson for it. What is interesting is how Gray's framing it. He calls a classic drama about the American dream collapsing when it's reduced to money. And at the press conference, he said, if the market is the only thing that matters, it's devastating. And the current American president is a symptom of that.
First, it's great to be here. I just mentioned that I work for Israeli public radio and television. I cover the festival also for several websites. And I like the works of James Gray. I think he's a very interesting and intelligent director. But I was a bit disappointed, actually, from the film. Like, if you compare it to his last film, Armageddon, which was much better from my point of view, and that film really moved me, with Anthony Hopkins as the grandfather, if you remember. And he comes back to the themes that he always deals with in his film, mafia, usually Russian mafia, New Yorkers, troubles in the family, etc. But I didn't think that the movie was much more above the normal. Adam Driver does a great young Robert De Niro, that's for sure. And I like Miles Teller since Whiplash. I think he's got a lot of potential. And Scarlett Johansson does the Anne Hathaway shtick that she was like playing that part in Armageddon. The movie is okay. The movie is nice. Except maybe from some scenes in the end in the bushes, which like it's like a copy of Park Chan-wook's Stalker. Actually, if you've seen that film, it's almost the same scene.
Yeah.
When Maya Wasikowska shoots someone, the sheriff, but it's an okay film. I didn't connect with the story, with the narrative that much. It's interesting. It's about a family. I think actually it's about a Jewish family, and I'm Jewish, so I could relate, but not that much. He knows his work. He's repeating the same known themes that he does in his films, but I don't think this is one of his best work. It's not like We Own the Night, I think, that was a very interesting film for me a couple of years ago, and The Immigrant, which is a brilliant film with Joaquin Phoenix, if you remember that one. So it's interesting how it developed. It reminds you see so many narratives like this now in LA Law, the TV series, as you see about New York, so SUV and all that stuff that deals with crime in New York, and you can watch them on television. And I didn't come here to Cannes to watch a movie that I can watch every day on television. I'm looking for movies above the norm. That's my opinion.
It has the movie actually. It has lots of weak point. I was thinking like the Russia mob. It's like it's
they're
really
not really
cliche. They're totally not developed.
Yes, you're right.
They are quite a cliche. I mean, I was surprised about that. They were not so much
they're more stereotyped than people.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, but I mean it's about loyalty and guilt and whether a good man can survive when the system around him is rotten. So I can understand why he decided to make the movie now. It, I mean, as being an American, it's, I mean, it's a classic, as you said, it's a classic gray territory, but with more genre muscle. I mean, it's like the genre is there. I mean, there is tension, there is suspense, and it's
and
the fight.
Adam Driver is great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I won't be surprised if he win the Palme d'Or, actually, yeah, because he's doing a very nice work, I would say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the thing that I liked in the film are some sentences that deal with the importance of family, and you don't leave a family member, like when Scarlett Johansson tells her mother that she has cancer. That was the scene that moved me the most. The mother, yeah, tells her, darling, we won't leave you.
Yeah.
We will do this together. And
yeah,
this,
yeah, there is a moment in the movie that they're quite strong, powerful.
Yeah, that's a powerful thing.
Like weak, the weakest moment for me is when we see this mafia, it's very so cliche in
yeah,
the face.
Right, totally.
So the dialogue that they have, it's, yeah, okay, anyway.
So that's, I was a bit disappointed, yeah, from the film.
Maybe it's not his best movie, but it's not so bad.
No, no, no. James Gray is a great, I don't know if you call him an indie director, but he never makes blockbusters.
Yeah.
As you said, he doesn't think that he wants to make blockbuster. Mm. He likes to make art, and that's what I like about it.
He's also, he has a love for cinema.
Sure, sure.
And I like the setting that he chooses, the light that he chooses.
He shoots New York very nice,
yeah,
actually.
And then, well, as you said, it's like Adam Driver is like the young De Niro.
The young De Niro, of course.
It's absolutely, yes, because we miss De Niro. we have Adam Driver now. So anyway, let's move to the next movie that we want to talk about. It's Fjord by Cristian Mungiu, a Romanian film mega that we know very well, in competition for the first time since RMN in 2022. Fjord stars Sebastian Stan and Renata Reinsberg as a Romanian-Norwegian couple who moved to a remote village in Norway. So they befriend another family, the kids get close, they have five children, and then suspicion of a child abuse tear the community apart, and it's based on the real events.
Right.
And so the review was yesterday, and one critic called it one of the finest films of the year, and praised Stan and Reinsberg as reinventing and Oscar-worthy. The film got a 12 minutes ovation, standing ovation. It's the longest. It was the longest of the festival. I always like to go in the evening to check. I think Mungiu's think is institutional pressure and cultural alienation in this movie is described very well. And
it's
here,
like the religious Me Too.
Yeah. Oh, that's good, that description. And here is a Norwegian child protection system versus a family's traditional education. And he shot mostly around Alesund. I don't know if
that's
correct.
That's in Norway,
correct.
Probably,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
In Norway. And it's multilingual, English, Norwegian, Romanian, Swedish. So
it's a thing that if I would say about this festival that you see some directors going out of the country, like Amaguchi is shooting in France and Mungiu is shooting in Norway. That's very interesting. Globalization of cinema at its best, yeah, or something like that. I tell you, I love Sebastian Stan. For me, always the Winter Soldiers from the Avengers, Bucky. And I think Renata Reinsberg, one of the greatest actors of our time.
She's
actually
amazing.
The understatement how she plays,
yeah,
that's very hard to achieve. Mm. For me, the story started to work in the middle when the Romanians came to the help of this a religious person who's in trouble. Then it...
The diplomats, when yes, they come from...
Then it started becoming interesting, because until then...
Yeah, but there's lots of tension. It's like, for me, it's like maybe because I was watching from the female point of view. I think this movie is shot from the female point of view,
okay.
From the point of view of a mother and the friend that she's a woman and understand the mother. And I felt like this tension, it was like suffocating. When, they have five children, so, okay, they, teenager, they get, they were taken out, away from the family, then the youngest one, but when the baby, that she's feeding, I don't know, I felt, that is like these tensions growing,
when they come to this very close-knit society, that something bad is gonna happen. You can feel it in the air. Actually, it prepares you to what's going to happen. And then you find yourself really not understand how the Norwegian authority works, because it's, as I said, it's like religious Me Too. And in the movie, he deals with xenophobia, the hate for foreigners, which is one of the main things. And it's also based on a true story. And actually, in the end, it's a very sad film. When you think about it.
Yeah, but also, I mean, if we think these two movies that we are talking about, they are like mirror each other.
Right.
Because it's two, there are two movies about families.
About families.
Under Siege, one from the Street of Queens, one from a Norwegian fjord. So, yeah.
And the family stick together in the end.
Yeah, in the
for
end.
For better or for worse. And I think the courtroom scenes are brilliant.
Yeah,
that's where you feel the Romanian roots of the director, I think.
It's very strong, I think, subtle, the way, but it's very powerful, the way. It's the way how you understand how racist is this Norwegian society. And also a point in the movie... It's clear when they say that this institution is there because give job to people, and these people, they have to justify the expenses.
Right.
So it's so cruel, so cruel. And it's great. The Romanian doesn't look... I mean, we know Munju because he was like... Again, I mean, he was looking inside of his country. But he understood... I mean, this kind of system, this cruelty in society is everywhere. So it's not the Romanian. And we think of Norway is a perfect country, ideal country.
And he has to go to Norway, to a remote place, to get Romanian people to save his leading characters, when you think about it. So he's still, you see that he's shooting in Norway, but it's a Romanian director with Romanian themes. And for me, the scenes in the court, as I said, like, are bittersweet when the counselor interrogates him. Is it okay to slap your kid? And he's not sure, and then he says, slap me, if you remember. Come on, slap me, show me. And it's very tense. It's a nice, it's a good courtroom drama, which I really like, actually. They stopped making those films, actually.
They'll go
to cable. Mm. And now you enjoy them at the full in the cinema. And also the scenery is very important.
Yeah.
The snow...
Oh, it's amazing with this...
With this boat coming
and going,
which means actually for me that you called it suffocation. They are trapped there.
Yes.
They supposedly don't have a place to go. They have to stay there. It turns out that they don't have to stay, but you think that they're, it's like a hugging community. The headmaster comes and says, I'm your neighbor, I'm your friend, everything is okay. But we see that even in this very open-minded society, there is a border that they don't allow you to cross. So it means they're very conservative in their way in that community. And it's a bit shocking, it's a bit disappointing. And That's why you enjoyed the film.
It's also lots of love for cinema again here, because I really feel that Cannes is like preserving cinema. We are used to forget about cinema when we watch some of the platforms. So I don't want to mention names, but here again, the lights, the cinematography.
The light is unbelievable. The lighting is unbelievable.
But even the sound. It's everything is so well made, and I mean, Manju is somebody that really loves cinema. He's so humble. I don't know if you ever had a chat with him, but
no,
I often we meet the Petit Majestic, which is the place where you can have a glass of beer, the cheapest one in Cannes, not champagne, of beer. And it's here, it's nice to see these directors committed to making great movies with few money, because this movie, it's not expensive.
Yeah,
but it's a great movie. As you said, it is scenery. Yeah, and then the end, I love the end. We can't spoil it.
No, we can't.
But it's so clever. Yeah. I didn't know where it was going to end. I'm looking a lot at the ending of the movies in Cannes. I think this end is one of the best.
It's a good film. Let's just say it. It's a good film. I don't think it's, for me, it's not the best one that I saw yet, but it's a good film.
Yeah, it's a good film.
And Sebastian Stan, you cannot recognize him.
Yeah. Few minutes, because you were saying that yesterday we closed the program by talking about hope, and we said we can close again because I heard you like Hope.
I liked it so much. It's the most entertaining film that I watched so far in the program. No script at all, but one scene of an hour chase scene, and in the end, like 25 minutes chase scene. It's, for me, it's like cartoons, actually, when you think of it. So I laughed so much that I don't laugh here that much in Cannes, but it was so entertaining. And I think the Korean cinema can combine quality with and going to the market and that's the magic of that cinema. He's a genius from my point of view, the director. He made The Wailing, which is an unbelievable film, and Chaser, and The Yellow Sea, of course. This is very different. I'm surprised this movie is in Cannes, in the main competition, I have to tell you.
It's a very courageous choice.
It's a brave choice.
And
it's
I like it.
Half of the people in when I saw the premiere left. They were not expecting a creature feature film.
Yeah. I had one of my friends, Indian, after 10 minutes, I saw her leaving, and she said, oh, it's not my cup of tea. Yeah, but no, I really like, because cinema is art, and this movie is a piece of art.
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
It's a genius, the director. Yeah, we talked yesterday. And it was a great pleasure chatting with you today.
Thank you.
Hope you can come again before the end of Cannes.
I'm here until the end of the festival.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.